senior adults can go to be taken care of during the day, to do different activities, to have meals together. And so our basket offering will go to the Life Center this month. We enjoyed our new Sunday school class, which began today and will go for about 7 weeks or so. Pastor Jennifer is leading that. And we are looking at the different seasons of the church calendar and what they mean for us and how we live our lives and relate to the life of Jesus, using clips from the movie Simon Birch. So even if you didn't join us today, you are welcome to join us next Sunday in the fellowship hall. I have a card here from Lee Comer. Lee does all of our mowing, and we sent him a Christmas gift. And it always touches me because he always gives us a very nice thank you card, but this is what Lee writes. Dear Holly Grove, thank you so much for remembering me with the Christmas gift. It remains my honor to mow the lawn around the church and office, and I appreciate the opportunity to be of service to our community. I wish all of you a Merry Christmas and a blessed New Year. Oh my goodness, with his heart? So Tony says, let us also keep Lee in prayer because he was hospitalized this week. You know, he's had heart trouble in the past. So hold Lee and his wife Terry in prayer. January is a light month for birthdays and anniversaries. So we only have one birthday this week, Bobby Fritz. No anniversaries. And we are remembering Rob Gallagher's baptism. Let us pray. Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand, and comfort them when they are discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall, and in their hearts may your peace, which passes all understanding, abide all the days of their lives. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Also, you may have noticed that our good friend, Pastor Tim, is here this morning to offer God's word to us. He's also going to help us do a Magi processional, which he'll explain after the prelude. But for me, there are two significant things about him being here this morning. One, as I enter back into some time, after some time off, one of the first things I get to do is I get to hear God's word preached, and I get to receive that gift this morning. But also this week is the anniversary of my ordination and my time at Holly Grove. I'm entering my fifth year with you this week, and there isn't anyone who has been more of a stay and comfort and guide in these years than Pastor Tim. And so just the timing of you being here and your presence is a gift. So we're thankful that Pastor Tim is here this morning. We've got two prayer shawls this morning. This one is for a friend of Anissa Stewart's. Terry has cancer. It says Terry and Lindsay. Lindsay is her husband, but they have four young sons. And she has been placed in hospice care and likely doesn't have much longer. So we pray that that her death wouldn't be painful or agonizing, and that God would be with her husband and sons. And who's Stan?
That is a friend of everyone at Southern Lunch. He has health concerns.
Okay, so Stan Lanning is a friend of everybody's at Southern Lunch, and he has some health concerns. So we are going to bless these prayer shawls. God, we give you thanks for the gift of prayer, that you are always ready to listen when we come to you with words, with the thoughts in our minds and on our hearts, with cries and sometimes groans and screams. We ask that you would be with Stan and with Terry and Lindsay in the days ahead, that you would give them comfort, that you would give them peace that passes all understanding, and that you would surround them with people to love and care for them in your name. We ask that you bless these prayer shawls so that as they feel the weight of them upon their laps or their shoulders, that they would feel the weight of our love for them here at Holly Grove Lutheran Church. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us now prepare our hearts for worship as we listen to the prelude.
Good to be with you again here at Holly Grove. So we're going to do something that I've done every time I've done an Epiphany service, which is the procession of the Magi. It's one of my favorite things to do. It involves the whole church, though. So the 12th night of Christmas, which is tonight, is usually when you'd have people over for dinner, because you'd welcome in your house, just like the Christ child and the Holy Family welcome people into their house, the Magi, who came through. You'd have people for dinner, and you do this blessing over your lentil, the blessing of the house for the year. When I was a pastor in Chicago, I used to do like 10, 12 house blessings on the season season of Epiphany, and it didn't make sense to do it on people's houses and not do it at the church, and so we started doing it at the church, and this caught on. So I'm actually going to teach you how to do the house blessings if you want. We have chalk and everything in the back, but this does involve some participation, which means I encourage you to go ahead if you're able, as you're able, and if not, you can stand up and face the back, but as you're able, go ahead and stand up and come to the back of the church. This includes the choir. You're welcome to come in too, right? Come to the back of the church so that you can see exactly how we do it, and we're going to bless this house today, and we have some magi that are going to help us out. Here's one up here, all right? So if we'll all gather at the back, come on with me. There we go. I know the first time I did this at my church, too, they were like, you want us to move? I was like, yes. You can leave everything where it is, but just come gather at the back. And you can gather in this little area back here, as many that can fit. Or you can just face the back as you want. But come on back here, and you can come in. It's easier if you see it from the back. And choir, the magi are going to process in, and you can follow the magi as they do the processional around and around. It's going to be cool. Come on, come on. Come on in, come on through, and I'm going to actually be standing on the inside of the door here, so if you can see me, that's great. We have more room in here if you want, if everyone come in. And then during the hymn, the magi are going to lead, so we need an aisle down the middle when that happens. We don't need it right now, but when that happens, and then you can all go back to your seats, but remain standing and singing, all right? You can come in. Come in, choir. And so, come on through. And so if you want to take your bulletins home with you, come on in. This is great. And right behind you is a piece of chalk. It's up on the windowsill there. Right. All right, if you want to take your bulletins home with you, everything that you see here at the beginning, the greeting and the reading and all this stuff is part of this ceremony that you have. So you can bring the bulletin home with you. There's also a little guide that's in the packet with the chalk. But we begin. May peace be to this house and to all who enter here. By wisdom a house is built, and through understanding it is established. Through knowledge its rooms are filled with rare and beautiful treasures. As we prepare to ask God's blessing on this household, let us listen to the words of Scripture. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. Now with the chalk, you're going to make the inscription right here, and you're going to say, well, Pastor, won't it be there all year? Will it ever wash off? Yeah, it'll be here all year. That's the idea. And then you wipe it off next year and you do it again for the new year. I did just occur to me, the musician. Where's our lovely musician? All right, good. You can run up front. Excellent. Good. Excellent. So here's the inscription. The Magi of old, known as Caspar, C in the middle, Melchior, M, and Balthazar, B, by the way, Balthazar Saint Day is really cool. He's from Africa. Followed the star of God's only Son who came to dwell with us 2,000. I know, that's fun. And 25 years ago. May Christ bless this house. It's bound to happen. And all who enter here. Let us pray. O God, you revealed your Son to all people by the shining light of a star. We pray that you bless this home and all who live here, who worship here, who dwell here with your gracious presence. May your love be our inspiration, your wisdom our guide, your truth our light, and your peace our benediction. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. All right, we have our magi, and they're going to lead the way as we sing, and it'll be in your bulletins. You're going to follow them all the way around. As we do it, if you want to follow, follow us all the way around, you can, or you can head back to your seats. Magi from a far away place, radiant starlight setting their pace, fording, walking, risking, body seeking the King's birthplace. Oh, we have traveled night and day, meeting God where'er we stay. Pass our chain, rearranging as we find another way. Threatened by the good news they bring, Herod plots to kill the new king. Warning in the morning, Jerusalem, oh, have traveled night and day. Find another way. Blends that change and storms that delay. Make us tremble, but remember there is another way. Oh, we have traveled night and day. Where'er we stay. Thank you, guys. Another Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, you revealed the incarnation of your Son by the brilliant shining of a star. Shine the light of your justice always in our hearts and over all lands, and accept our lives as the treasure we offer in your praise and for your service. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated if you're standing. And children, if we want to come up, and I know Brantley's here, and that's enough. Come on up. All right, Brantley, what did we bring up here today? Gifts, that's right. Gifts, presents, right? And we put them here at the cross. What's one thing you're really good at? Walking around, yeah, excellent, yeah, excellent, yeah. What's one thing that you're really good at? Somebody? Yeah, that's right, they were following us, right? Some of us are good. Anybody, what's something you're good at? Beautiful, accompaniment, yeah, excellent. You can volunteer something that somebody else is good at, by the way. Caring for people, lovely. Anybody else? Anybody? Taking care of children. I love it. I'm really good at. That's right. Sleeping. If they're sleeping. Crocheting. Lovely, right? I'm really good at dad jokes. That's one of my gifts, right? Excellent. We all have something that we're really good at, right? And the Magi teach us that any gift that we have that we're really good at, we can always use to help God's people. Even walking around like you did today, right? Join me in prayer. Gracious God, we give you thanks for all the gifts that you give us. Help us to use them for the betterment of our neighbor and for the glory of you. In your holy name we pray. Amen. All right, thank you.
Let us read Psalm 72 together. Give the king your justice, O God, and righteousness to the king's son, that he may rule your people's righteously, the poor with justice, that the mountains may bring prosperity to the people, and the hills in righteousness. Let him defend the needy among the people, rescue the poor and crush the oppressor. May he live as long as the sun and moon endure, from one generation to another. Let him come down like rain upon the mown field, like showers that water the earth. In his time may the righteous flourish, and let there be an abundance of peace till the moon shall be no more. May the kings of Tarshish and of the isles pay tribute, and the kings of Sheba and Seba offer gifts. May all kings bow down before him, and all the nations do him service. For the king delivers the poor who cry out in distress, the oppressed and those who have no helper. He has compassion on the lowly and poor, and preserves the lives of the needy. From oppression and violence he redeems their lives, and precious is their blood in his sight.
Hear now the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Now in the time of King Herod, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem, and they asked, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Judeans? For we observed his star at its rising. We've come to pay him homage." Now when King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it is written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people.'" When Herod secretly called for the Magi and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared, and he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go, search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage." And when they had heard the king, they set out. And there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising until it stopped over the place where the child was. And when they saw the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. And on entering the house, they saw that the child was with Mary, his mother. And they knelt down and they paid him homage. Then opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own countries by another road. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Good morning, Holly Grove.
Good morning.
Thanks for inviting me again. Lovely to be here, and lovely to be here on Epiphany, one of my favorite celebrations. I kid you not, we do this at my house every Epiphany, so tomorrow we're going to be doing that, and two little boys freezing in the cold will be holding candles as we do this blessing. One year I used chalk that was blue, and it hasn't wiped off yet, so I just have to keep kind of scribbling over the date each time. But I encourage you to take this home, do this. This is a really lovely gift to your family. I invite you to pray with me as we begin. Sometimes we search long and hard, God, and we just come up short. And sometimes things are put into our laps and we just like to return them. And sometimes despite those surprise endings, falling short, having the unexpected and the unwelcome thrust upon us, we find we're in the presence of the divine. We're in the presence of you. May it be so with us again today. Amen. How many of you still have your Christmas tree up? Show of hands. Anybody? Yeah, good. Excellent. We had to take ours down just because I was afraid it was going to light on fire. You know, we were about at that time when everything turned into kindling. So we did that yesterday. Otherwise, it'd be up through tomorrow if we did it. How many of you have gift receipts still? Anybody willing to admit to that? Anybody? No? See, on the heels of Christmas Day, there are a couple things that are sticking around, right? Usually it's a really brittle Christmas tree, right? And then it's a stack of things that we have to take back, along with gifts receipts. It doesn't fit, or it's not the right model, or it's not on our wish list, or because I'm a Packers fan, it's Bears gear, and you have to take it back. And by the way, they play today. It's just true. And we probably haven't returned the gifts quite yet, or maybe you have, but on every short stack is another short stack. That's the gift receipts. You can't return them back without the gift receipts. The dreaded and loathed gift receipt. The proof of purchase. That necessary item needed to return anything and receive compensation. And there is undoubtedly another stack at most houses, too. It's a stack of presents with no gift receipts that you can't take back. And so it makes its way to the basement or the attic or the back of the closet or the local thrift store. I have a friend whose parents often come to visit around the holidays. And he's got four daughters. And his mother loves to shop at the local thrift store. And he knows this. And they have very generous relatives. And he and his wife and daughters are major contributors to a local thrift store because they have generous relatives. And sometimes with Christmas gifts with no receipts, that's where they end up. And so this last year, she left for her post-Christmas thrifting, which she always does, and he had to sit her down and say, look, you're going to see some things that you bought there, all right? And I'm going to ask you not to purchase them again because most of the kids' clothes there are from us. Don't buy anything for the girls. There are always items that we wish we had gift receipts for, that we wish we could take back. Out of the items bought by these sages in today's reading from Matthew, I know which one Jesus probably wanted to give back. This festival day, this celebration, Epiphany, by the way, is a fancy word for manifestation or to make known. Today we receive some insight into the person of Jesus. Some things are made known. Matthew is the only one that makes mention of a toddler Jesus, by the way. And this is Jesus as a toddler. They're in a house now, probably a couple years after his birth. And Jesus receives these very strange gifts. What are the gifts? Gold, frankincense, and myrrh, right? Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Strange gifts from strange non-Jewish travelers. What is Matthew trying to say to us, to anybody reading this, about Jesus, about the gifts in this story? Surely it's something that many people wish they could take back. See, this thing, these magi, these sages were undoubtedly, they were pagans. They were non-believers. They might have been even astrologers looking up at the stars. They were non-Jews and obviously non-Christians because there was no such thing as a Christian back then. These people who follow other religious paths, they were kneeling down to Jesus offering gifts. It's weird. Matthew's gift in telling this story, and it's in no other gospel. Luke doesn't mention it. Mark doesn't mention it. John does his own thing and doesn't even glimpse at it. Is that our preconceived notion of who is in and who is out, who is a Christ follower and who is not, is probably wrong. It's blown up in this story. It is unwelcome news for many of us who like to think that we know who is right and who is wrong, who is in and who is out. It reminds me of Rob Bell's story in Love Wins. Has anybody read Love Wins? Love Wins is a great little book by Rob Bell. He was hanging pictures in the lobby of his huge church, big box church, mega church, and he had hung a picture of Gandhi in there. These were change makers in the world, and he had hung a picture of Mahatma Gandhi in there, and someone incredulously wrote under it, "Too bad he's in hell." To which Rob Bell asked, "Is he?" Which led Rob Bell to write this book, which led him to get kicked out of his church. See, sometimes having our preconceived notions blown up is an unwelcome gift. We have to rethink everything. The Magi are unwelcome news for me because they make me reevaluate who I imagine to be kneeling in word and deed at the foot of the Savior while I am often out chasing other stars. In the Epiphany season, we catch a glimpse of what Jesus is making manifest in the world. Jesus is breaking down barriers, slowly, surely, over decades and centuries. Barriers between being in and being out. But there are other glimpses being made manifest here. Gold, we know what that's used for, right? What's gold used for? Purchasing, right? Buying things, selling things. If you're my sons, hoarding someplace, right? They received a silver dollar from their grandfather this year, and they immediately had to look up its value. I said, "It's worth a dollar, big guy." But it was silver, right? Right? Gold. Frankincense, what's that used for? Anybody? Yeah, it's perfume. Makes you smell good. You can light it. It's incense, right? What's myrrh used for? Anybody know? Myrrh is used for washing dead bodies. Myrrh is used for washing dead bodies. These are really strange gifts to give to a baby, right? Strange gifts to give to a baby. See, this is the thing. These glimpses of the gifts given here, like this pesky third gift, myrrh, that's the one that I think Jesus wishes there was a gift receipt for, that he wanted to take back. He's hoping that this third stage kept the gift receipt and included it in the box, I'm sure of it. Because as you all just heard, myrrh is essentially the perfume you put on a body of the deceased person to keep it from smelling up the place. It's the only thing you would use it for. Myrrh is only useful at funerals. It was like they had brought Jesus $100 bills, Chanel number 5, and a casket. That's what they brought him. You hope that third one comes with a gift receipt. But this is the thing being manifested about Jesus here. This is the deep truth. Jesus was a king deserving of gold. Jesus was the fragrant wisdom, like frankincense, of a God who chooses the unlikely as the vessel for transformation. And Jesus was going to die because of the way he behaved and talked. The powers of the world weren't going to let it slide. In a world not keen of having unwelcome things being made manifest to it, in a world that likes its rulers and wants a rule-following, rule-giving God, the rule-breaking, rule-defying Jesus doesn't stand a chance. He's going to die for it. And that leads us to the third thing being manifest today in this reading, a gift of revelation for you and me, and it's one that I bet we wish we had a gift receipt for, because here's the thing, and I hate to be the one to break it to you, but on the heels of Christmas, on the heels of the new year, where undoubtedly our self-improvement resolutions are already in jeopardy, we get to hear today that in following Christ, we're likely to end up with myrrh mixed in with our life. Here we are trying to make 2025 prosperous, and right at the outset, we're faced with this gift of the Magi story, this third gift of myrrh, this gift of a casket. Because if Jesus is all about breaking down the barriers of who is in and who is out, there's also one thing that isn't negotiable and isn't up for discussion, and that isn't broken down but is added to this pile of gifts. To follow Christ means you're going to have to die for the sake of the world. You're going to have to. you get a little myrrh. Merry Christmas. Yes, in 2025, we are called to die for the sake of the world. And for each of us, that'll be something different, I imagine. For each of us, though, I imagine it may look like dying to our preconceived notions. And maybe even dying to our New Year's resolutions. For us collectively as a church, for you, Holly Grove, well, you're going to have to ponder how Christ is calling you to sacrifice for your neighbors, for each other, for this world that God so deeply loves this year. Alongside your gifts that you'd like to return, you better pile myrrh on top because it's not really welcome news. Alongside your New Year's resolution, you better add to die for the sake of the world somewhere in there. Because that's where Jesus is leading if you're following. And hearing that, it's amazing there are any Christians left in the world. Check your pockets for the gift receipt. But in doing so, in giving of ourselves for the sake of the world, for the sake of our neighbor, for the sake of each other in here, we also find ourselves sitting alongside the divine in the pits of the hells of the world that need some sacrifice to get people out of there. And sitting with the divine in the face of the world's Herods, and sitting with the divine even in the pits of hell, even if you find yourself sitting with some other surprising characters like pagan magi, totally blowing up your preconceived notions, you find yourself in the midst of salvation. I mean, that's the very definition of salvation. Salvation is being safe with God. And you are. So you can die for the sake of the world because you're safe with God. And guess what? It's one size fits all. It's the New Year's resolution that we need to internalize, and it's a gift worth keeping, which is good, because it can't be returned. Amen.
The whole church, let us confess our faith. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. for us and for our salvation. He came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again. In accordance with the Scriptures, he ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the Lord of the world to come. Amen.
There is a misprint in the bulletin. We're going to install council members before the prayers of intercession. So you may be seated, and the incoming council members, if you'll join me at the font. Or if all the council members want to come. I see Dean coming. Thank you. Oh, that's right, Kim's not on the move. Who are we missing? Okay, well, just a small group this morning, that's okay. Dear friends, united with all the baptized in the one body of Christ, anointed with the gift of the Holy Spirit, we are joined in God's mission for the life of the world. We are called to that mission in our daily lives and in the ministries we share as the Church of God. Today, it is our privilege to give thanks for those who are completing their time of service in the ministry of being on council within this congregation. And so we give thanks for Joe Davis, for Jane de Bonaventura, for Herbert Frank, and for Kim Troutman. The following people have been elected: Mary Ellen Henson, Johnny Fritz, Mary Davis, and Joyce Shields, to positions of leadership in the Church Council. We give thanks for their willingness to serve. In baptism, we are welcomed into the body of Christ, and we're sent to share in that mission of God. And we rejoice now that these sisters and brothers will lead us in our common life and our mutual mission as a congregation. A reading from 1 Corinthians. There are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of services, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who activates all of them in everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. You have been elected to positions of leadership and trust in this congregation. You are to see that the words and deeds of this household of faith bear witness to God, who gathers us into one together with the whole church. You are to seek to involve all members of this congregation in worship and learning, witness, service, and support, so that the mission of Christ is carried out in this congregation, in the wider church, in this community, and in the whole world. You are to be faithful in your specific area of serving, that the Spirit who empowers you may be glorified. You are to be examples of faith active in love, fostering peace, harmony, and mutual understanding in this congregation. On behalf of your sisters and brothers in Christ, I ask you, will you accept and faithfully carry out the duties of the offices to which you have been elected, If so, say, I will, and I ask God to help me.
I will, and I ask God to help me.
People of God, I ask you, will you support these, your elected leaders? And will you share in the mutual ministry that Christ has given to all who are baptized? If so, say, we will, and we ask God to help us.
We will, and we ask God to help us.
I now declare you installed officers and council members of this congregation. Almighty God bless you and direct your days and deeds in this place, that you may be faithful servants of Christ. Amen. We welcome Joyce, Mary Ellen, Mary, and Johnny, and we give thanks for the others, Dean, Stuart, and Andy as well.
Filled with good news of great joy, let us offer our prayers for the church, the earth, and all people. Your glory fills the earth. Bless the work of all who engage in dialogue with people of other traditions and faith. Bridge our differences with a shared mission of receiving your boundless love to the world. God of grace, receive our prayer. Restore the glory of creation. Send rain to water-parched lands. Revive ecosystems and habitats threatened by a changing climate, and protect the peoples and creatures who live in them. God of grace, receive our prayer. Give the rulers your justice and reveal your righteousness to those who govern. Frustrate the plans of tyrants and oppressors. Encourage the work of community organizers and activists who speak out against injustice. God of grace, receive our prayer. Help those who have no helper. Draw near to those who have no one to advocate for them or for those who feel forgotten. Deliver those who call to you, especially Bill, Paul and Carolina, Bobby and Jana, John, Sandra, Jan, Marie, Rosala, Pam, our friends and family listed in the bulletin, and those we now name aloud in our lips or silently in our hearts. Precious are they in your sight. God of grace, receive our prayer. Liberate this congregation from a yearning for the past that forgets the future. Fuel in us a passion for discovery. Give us the boldness to dream and to imagine our ministries in new and different ways. God of grace, receive our prayer. We give thanks for Wayne Hillard, Pastor Bob Floyd, and all your holy ones who now rest in your radiant glory. Make us, with them, sharers in the boundless riches of Christ, our hope and promise. God of grace, receive our prayer.
We commend these prayers to you, O God, trusting your grace made known to all, through the Word made flesh, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. Share God's peace with one another. Peace,
Anna. Thanks for inviting me.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
What can I give him, poor as I am?
Let us pray together. God of heaven and earth, from the beginning you have called forth life, in which you take delight. The trees, the fields, and the seas sing for joy. Bless now these gifts received from your bounty, that we may join the chorus of creation to tell your salvation from day to day. Amen.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. By the leading of the star, he was shown forth to all nations. In the waters of the Jordan, you proclaimed him your beloved Son. And in the miracle of water turned into wine, he revealed your glory. And so with all the choirs of angels, with this church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy. Holy One, the beginning and the end, the giver of life. Blessed are you for the birth of creation. Blessed are you in the darkness and the light. Blessed are you for the promise of your people. Blessed are you in the prophets' hopes and dreams. Blessed are you for Mary's openness to your will. Blessed are you for your Son, Jesus, the Word made flesh. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread. He gave thanks. He broke it. He gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for your body. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again, after supper, he took the cup. He gave thanks. He gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. It is shed for you. It is shed for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Now let us proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Holy God, we long for your Spirit. Come among us. Bless this meal. May your word take flesh in us. Awaken your people. Fill us with your light. Bring the gift of peace on earth. Amen. Lord, unite us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. A child has been born for us, a son is given to us. Come, receive the gift of Jesus.
Thank you.
Now may the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen.
Let us pray together.
Merciful God, we thank you for Jesus, who is our heavenly food. Strengthened by this goodness, send us forth to announce your peace. Comfort the afflicted, and share the good news of great joy.
Amen.
Now may the God of love, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit lavish you with grace, illumine your path, and increase your joy, today and always. Amen.
Let us now recite our mission statement together. As united people of God, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, our purpose is to provide worship and Christian education and respond in loving action to a needy world.
Remember the four.